trail to Pietown. Dusty Baron turned the steel-dust stallion down the slope toward the wash. He was going to have to find water sooner. The horse and himself would be done for. If Emmett Fisk and Gus Mattis had shown up in the street at any other time, it would have been all right. As it was, they had appeared just as he was making a break from the saloon, and they had blocked the road to the hill country in safety. Both men had reached for their guns when they saw him, and he had wheeled his horse and hit the desert road at a dead run. With Dan Hickman dead in the saloon, it was no time to argue or engage in gun pleasantries while the clan gathered. It had been a good idea to ride to Jarilla and make peace talk, only the idea hadn't worked. Dan Hickman had called him yeller and then gone for a gun. Dan was a mite slow, a fact that had left him dead on the saloon floor. There were 9 Hickmans in Jarilla, and there were Mattis and 3 Fisk boys. Dusty's own tall brothers were back in the hills southwest of Jarilla, but with his road blocked, he had headed the steel dust down the trail into the basin. The stallion had saved his bacon, no doubt about that. It was only the speed of the big desert-bred horse and its endurance that had got him away from town before the Hickmans could catch him. The big horse had given him lead enough until night had closed in, and after that it was easier. Dusty turned at right angles from his original route. They would never expect that, for the turn took him down the long slope into the vast, empty expanse of the Alkali